is it without a net? Last gasp outplaying of patriarchy. I think all we need to say about this is look around. It's Joseph Tainter talked about the collapse of civilizations and how so often when a civilization is collapsing, one of the things that happens is that whatever made the civilization grow in the first place, they think as they collapse, if we just do more of it, things will be okay. So if what made your civilization grow in the first place was building giant stone heads, then as things collapse, we need to just make more giant stone heads. And if your civilization grew in your perspective because you were doing human sacrifice and then you run into a crisis, well, we need to just do more human sacrifice. And the current global civilization is based on a number of things. One of them is consumption, and we can see the entire climate change movement as a great example of, well, what made this current civilization grow was mass consumption. So what we need to do to stop global warming is to have a lot more consumption. In this case, building a whole bunch more dams, building a whole bunch of industrial solar harvesting facilities, building industrial wind harvesting facilities, just more consumption, more mining, more of everything, which of course is nuts. And also at its base, patriarchy is founded on perceiving others as inferior, violating these others, and then perceiving those acts of violation as signs or as verification, validation of your superiority. So patriarchy is based on the notion that men are superior to women, women are resources, and one of the ways we can know that men are superior to women is because men are the doers and women are the done too. And that is manifested most patriarchally through the act of rape. And that's a violation of, well, it's a violation of the woman's bodily integrity. It's a violation of her autonomy, and it is also a violation of the basic act of creation and the basic act of love. And it's a violation of all of those wrapped into one action. And this violation at the core of patriarchy is how the patriarchs keep perceiving themselves as superior. But of course, because there's always someone new to violate, there's never any rest. And it has to keep expanding and expanding. Also because, like R.D. Lang wrote, how do you plug a void plugging a void? And these acts of violation are not acts of community. And in fact, they destroy community and they don't serve the needs they purport to serve, which means they must be infinite. It's like if you eat, you get full and then you can stop eating. But if you are attempting to fulfill, there was a line from the book and movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, talking about an alcoholic and says, at first he drank out of the bottle and then later the bottle drank out of him. And that's a great example for me of this void plugging a void that doesn't work. And so because there are always new places to explore, to boldly go where no man has gone before, this violation has to keep expanding. And as we reach the end of the limits of the planet, and as patriarchy reaches its necessary endgame with the destruction of the planet, they're doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down with violation of ever more, whether it is the violation of genetic material itself, whether it is probing the deepest folds of the ocean, whether it is bombing the moon, they must continue to conquer. And that is how we will eventually reach heaven. And this is seen in every part of our life, the last gasp outplaying of patriarchy. And this is one of the things that does not give me a lot of optimism, is that because we're all so consumed with these claims to virtue. I was reading about, I want to see if I can find this real fast. A study of 114 incarcerated rapists revealed that 59% denied ever committing the offense. Of those who denied the rape, 31% claimed that the victims had lured and seduced them, a serious distortion that portrays the rapist as an unsuspecting passive victim of women's ploys and transforms the victims into the primary aggressors of the assault. This is all, this is all a direct quote from the article. In this way, the perpetrators, already in denial of committing any wrongdoing, use victim and offender reversal. A large proportion of the deniers, 69%, minimize the harm of their attacks by saying they believe that their victims relaxed and enjoyed the rape, while 84% of deniers tried to de-emphasize their responsibility in the assault by claiming to have been driven to rape by their state of intoxication. Additionally, 78% of the denying rapists attack the victim's integrity by claiming that their victims were known prostitutes, whores, had children out of wedlock, or had an otherwise supposedly blameworthy sexual reputation, end quote. And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, I've talked so often about how before you can commit any atrocity, you have to have what Robert J. Lifton called a claim to virtue. That is, you have to claim that what you're doing is actually good and not harmful. And so, you know, Abraham in the Bible was not going to kill his son because he's a profoundly messed up person. He was going to kill his son because God told him to. And, you know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. There are claims to virtue, and there are claims to virtue for violating the genes. There are claims to virtue for probing or polluting the deepest folds of the ocean. There are claims to virtue for mining, for decapitating mountains. There's always a claim to virtue. And so what I see, the last gasps of patriarchy will be that it will continue to violate women in every way possible. It will continue to violate the planet in every way possible. It will continue to violate all there is. Well, it's already violating other planets. And it will do so until it no longer can. And then it will collapse and most people will not understand why. Most people won't understand why it didn't work, why more violation did not solve problems created by more violation. So what do we do? I mean, as always, we those of us who see it for what it is, we defend the victims. And we, that includes women, that includes the non-humans, it includes anyone who is, it includes those who are violated because they can be, and we keep doing so until the global system collapses, and for long after, because just because a global system collapses doesn't mean that everybody wakes up. There was a, years ago, I did a talk at Bioneers, and their theme that year was the shift is hitting the fan. And no, it's not. That's not how social transformation takes place. I've thought often about Peggy Reeves Sanday talking about the conditions, the markers of high rape cultures. They're often, women are treated poorly, they're highly militarized, you know, a lot of them that we would expect. And then one of them I found very interesting was that there's a history of ecological dislocation in the previous few hundred years. And the reason I mention that now is because what that says to me is that it takes many generations to metabolize trauma. And so I guess I'm wrong when I, this whole time when I've been saying the last gasp outplaying of patriarchy, but the, right now we're seeing the last major gasp, but then after this system collapses and after we see the future that we all know is going to happen, which is going to be some local variant of Mad Max, we know what happens when patriarchal civic societies collapse. And then the hope, such as it is that in places, in generations, as people have metabolized the trauma and they have started to live and speak different stories to pass on, to develop and pass on new traditions, in maybe in some places in 300 and 400 years, then that will be the last gasp of patriarchy.